Tables in the Stikine Inn's dining room were covered in gingham tablecloths. Each place setting had a white plastic bib for eating barbecue. The year's annual chamber dinner theme was a toast and roast. The event was originally scheduled to be held outdoors, but southeast spring weather bumped it inside. One of the event's top awards went to Pastor Kem Haggard for Citizen of the Year. Outgoing Chamber Executive Director Brittany Robbins announced the award.
Pastor Kem has a smile and a kind word for every single person he encounters. He has celebrated the birth of babies, our students' successes, marriages, and other milestone events with us. He has also walked through darkness with the community as we face loss and other tragic events. Kem offers support and guidance through the good times and the bad.
Thank you for the opportunity to serve. And it wouldn't be complete without telling you that you're loved. Thank you.
Kayleen Harrison was the first ever honoree of the Chamber's new Volunteer of the Year Award. Board member Elizabeth Roundtree read the nomination.
Kayleen spends her summers volunteering at the baseball fields. Winters are spent coaching or refereeing, often back to back. And in between those seasons, you can always count on Kayleen and her family to be around helping wherever needs help. She sets a great example for not only her wonderful family, but for everyone else in the community. Kayleen genuinely cares for this community. People like her are what makes Wrangell such a special place.
I want to thank the whole community. I'm just one of the many, many, many volunteers. They do so much, and it's amazing how much our community offers to everybody here because everybody helps. Everybody pitches in.
Art and music teacher Tasha Morse won the Chamber's Educator of the Year Award, announced by Chamber Board President Bill Burr, who's also the superintendent of schools.
Although she is spread too thinly, no one sees a decrease in her productivity because she constantly delivers unparalleled opportunities for students in all grades. She works tirelessly, allowing students the space and support to develop their talent. Her students have traveled to regional and state events. Their work in the Vans competition last school year was published nationally, and they received recognition. The music performances she choreographed and conducted are first rate as well. Furthermore, her involvement in The Sound of Music showcased her own musical talent and served to inspire her students to be artists even after graduation. Tasha Morse is a brilliant educator who truly goes the extra mile.
As Mr. Burr was saying all these things, I was just thinking about how hard our kids work in this community. My job is easy because they work hard. And it's about the kids, and it's about giving them opportunities. So thank you very much.
Wrangell High School junior Riley Shillette was named the Chamber's Young Leader of the Year, presented by board member Caroline Bangs.
Riley has given her time to the St. Francis Animal Shelter due to her love of animals and her desire to become a veterinary doctor after college. Through her grant writing class, she had submitted many grants and obtained funds for student and community programs to help realize the goals of the town. Riley's compassion and bright spirit make her a natural leader.
And grocery store Wrangell IGA won Business of the Year, presented by Board Treasurer Amber Armstrong-Hilberry.
Wrangell IGA added Tlingit signs to the store to help represent the heritage of the Tlingits, which is just another part of helping keeping the heritage alive. Gunishchish. They are also generous in supporting our community by giving monetary and food donations to support other organizations in the town, such as Salvation Army, St. Francis Animal Shelter, all the school events, sporting events, Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, KCK, and so many more. Without these donations, those organizations would not be successful.
Local family support and anti-violence organization Brave, Building Respect and Valuing Everyone, were the guests of honor at the event. Brave also publicly introduced the community's new domestic violence prevention specialist, Valerie Massey, who will work with Wrangell and coordinate with regional anti-violence organization WISH, which is based in Ketchikan. The new position is funded by a grant obtained by the Wrangell Cooperative Association. While much of the event focused on the positive in the community, Chamber President Burr noted the economic climate of the state and nation are in a downward spiral, and he said the Chamber is not exempt.
Changes that we introduced this year to recognize that financial situation are sponsors for our 4th of July events, charging for tables and pop-ups, chairs, reducing the cost of the fireworks outlay, cutting back working hours, and attempting to do more of the services we provide to the community in-house.
Burr said the changes are all with the goal of better serving the businesses and community of Wrangell. At the dinner, the Chamber also presented the theme for this year's 4th of July celebration, A Diamond in Southeast. The lead-up to the 4th of July, by far the Chamber's largest event of the year, will begin with the kickoff of the royalty contest at the end of this month. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.